FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, baby. We're off the leash. Got like some rabid dogs. And we're eating some pods too, just for good measure.
Aren't they so good?
Just to get the vibe up. Yummy.
Oh.
Thanks to pods for sending them in.
They didn't send them in. We bought them.
No, paid them. Paid pods. Them. $6.
Pods, please send some pods in for doing free pods advertising.
Send more pods.
Anyone send anything in. We'll just spruik it on the radio.
I want a harmonica still. I want to be able to play our producer Bell harmonica tunes every night. That's my dream. Not radio. Playing harmonica to Bell. So if someone owns a music store, send us the harmonica. Tom, we'll chat.
You can find out where to send it. Head to Tom and Ollie on Facebook. We'll give you the address.
mate, people, we are a global radio station. People know. We're getting naughty in the realm of...
animals.
Oh, yeah? How about later on, though?
I like what's your go-to strategy for getting a one-night stand.
Yeah, good one. I like that too. What's your go-to strategy for copping a one-night stand?
We could do... I thought I could use it as lube. Which is pretty fun, but we'll do one night stand tonight.
Now, we haven't covered incest on this show deliberately. It's pretty grotty. But we're happy to cover animal incest, Tom, because that's a different beast altogether. Yeah. There's a bit of a backstory, so I reckon we chuck on Sweet Child of Mine and we'll get to the backstory in a minute.
No, we can get to the backstory now. It's easy. We can do it over the front of Sweet Child of Mine.
Okay. We're talking about Noah's Ark today in the show, about the Bible and all
about
that.
About the religious chat.
And that's where this started. The idea of Noah's Ark having two animals or two types or two examples of each animal.
Male and female.
So a lion and a lioness. If they're having sex to have a child, have a baby lion.
To repopulate the earth.
Then
that baby
by
would
theory,
have
those
to
kids have to have sex with with its siblings.
And then our boss reckons, yeah, mate, sons are having sex with the mother, dogs.
He thought that this was happening, that animals are effing their mothers and fathers.
Is this a thing? 133353, do you have any expertise in this? Are animals incestuous? Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Sweet Child O' Mine. Guns N' Roses, the album version, of course. What year, Ollie?
What year? That would have been about 1984.
Ooh. 88 on that one.
Which album was that? Was that not from Use Your Illusion?
Appetite for Destruction.
Oh, yeah, I'm way too early. Guns N' Roses. I was thinking 93, I think, is when Illusion. Anyway, whatever.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Of course you are on Triple M. 133353, do you know the answer to this strange question? Are animals incestuous?
Yep, opinions, factual answers, or just your initial thoughts on this one. Does it shock you to think that Noah's Ark would have contained animals that would have, by default, had to have had incestuous sex with their siblings purely to populate?
Well, same with Adam and Eve, but...
I've also thought about that same thing. Yeah, Adam and Eve's kids would have been bonking to create more kids.
Bonking is a funny word.
But in the chat then turned, though, our boss got involved with this. He said, oh, guys, definitely. He reckons that dogs have no restraint. And
he reckons little male puppies will...
But not little, like when they're grown up. Teenager and above puppies and young dogs.
Are having sex with their mum, dog.
Are sexing their mum.
Like what?
And let's not be gendered. Surely young female dogs are bonking their dads.
That was a weird voice. That was a weird mouth noise.
Just burped.
I don't know about this. I think that dogs and other animals will not mate within their own family or famous. I don't know what
just say family.
Yeah. I don't know if they would root in their same, because...
I mean, we all know dogs are pretty gross, pretty ratty. They eat, you know, shitty stuff and... bodies and gross stuff, but surely they know their own mother, like animal carcasses.
Yeah, right.
Surely they know their own mother from other people.
Well, Jack on 133353, what are your pets doing?
I have princess parrots, and they bred.
Yeah.
And once they bred, they had a son, and the son killed the father and got with his mother.
Oh my God! You had an Oedipus parrot. Oedipus the parrot.
Yeah, so no good, mate.
No good. No, those parrots are no good.
Strange.
I mean, how did the mother feel about that? Do you know?
Well, that, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Tough question to answer.
Good talk to Jack.
Thought I'd talk to you.
A little bit nervous. It's okay, mate. It's just the radio.
All right. Well, Nathan, what are your thoughts on this one?
Mate, I've got a cat at home, and anyhow, she hooked up with the neighbour's cat and had a litter. And about 12 months later, her son ended up jumping on and having a go himself.
So the son had a go with the mum?
Yeah, and she ended up having a litter. They were all dead when they were born, so they weren't, you know. I don't know.
Well, that's the next question then, Nathan, because obviously humans don't do incest because we know the results. It's not good for birth and defects and all that. So do you think the litter was dead because of that?
I'm assuming so because, well, they say humans, if the same DNA mate, you know, it's not going to work. So I'm just assuming it's probably the same with cats.
Well, that's my next question.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is what we reckon.
Are we breeding hordes of animals or allowing them to breed and just they're resulting in chromosome cock-ups and things going wrong?
That needs to be a sting. Chromosome cock-up.
Triple M.
Look, 133353. Animals and incest. Is it a thing? Is it happening? And what are the results?
We need some science brains on this. We need some veterinarians.
Yep.
Not vets, veterinarians.
133353. Jump on the blower. Get involved. It's Naughty After Nine. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. The impression that I get, the mighty, mighty Boss Stones, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tweet us, Facebook us, Instagram us, at Tom and Ollie with a Y. And of course, if you like the show, please share it with your mates.
Normally it's a sex chat and that kind of stuff. And it can be educational, it can be shocking, but this is... Well, it is educational and shocking, but it's not sexy.
It's a pondering. It's a pondering, isn't it?
Don't use that word, mate. We're done with deep thought of the week. Talking incest, but animal incest particularly. Mm. If that's your thing, then you've come to the right show. Do animals do incest? And it seems like they do. We've already had a bunch of calls saying, yep, dog did it, cat did it, bird did it.
Well, Lorne is messaging on Facebook. He said, haha, me again. Yep, Lorne, you're getting involved a lot tonight. But he said there is a lady a few streets away and she has a heap of cats, like 15 of them, unsexed, and they breed with themselves and they come out with deformities. One of her neighbors tried to save a kitten. The kitten seemed healthy for 3 months and then its back legs went from under it.
Oh.
Product of interbreeding with a family of cats.
That's our big question, or my big question personally, is does the incest with, you know, siblings or parents lead to deformities, to defects? It must.
Paul, what's your experience with incestuous animals?
I had a beagle, two beagles, brother and sister.
Yeah.
Decided to surprise me and get it on.
Wow. And they're meant to be smart as well, those dogs.
They're very smart, but obviously more horny than they are smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the winner came to term, there's quite a few of them that were born deformed with open chest cavities and fused closed mouths, which was pretty sad.
Oh god! So it really is confirming what I was wondering, and that it's just does cause deformities.
Yes. Yeah. One of them was, I think, about four out of the litter survived, a litter of six or eight.
Wow.
And one of them had eyes that looked like ice. Literally look like a husky.
Oh, it's quite creepy, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, beautiful dog though, but just completely.
Great dogs. I mean their brains don't work, but they're beautiful, and their mouths don't open.
Oh, Rachel, what's your experience with incestuous pets?
Oh, geez. So okay, nothing like that.
Yeah,
we live on a farm, so there was a male dog and female dog and two properties, and they mated, and I took one of the puppies. We had her for a while, and then the dad came over from the other property, mated with the daughter.
Oh my god!
She had puppies, but they were absolutely beautiful.
Oh!
I actually got money for them at the pet shop.
Oh, brilliant!
No issue.
So, I mean, I don't know what they're like now, but
hang on,
they were gorgeous.
Rachel, are you saying that you've made money from incest?
I actually have.
You sicko!
Not a good link to make. Not a nice thought.
Thank you for your thoughts, Rachel, or your experiences, Jason.
You're conniving money-making schemes. Jason, what is your experience with incestuous animals?
Evening, gents.
Evening, Jason.
It's not my experience particularly. It's just one of those weird fact things that I've learnt over the years. Oh, okay. It's rodeo bulls and fighting bulls like they have in Spain and that. They're all inbred to make them more aggressive.
We won't check it.
That wasn't a nice sound to make. It was a bit triumphant. Triumphant sound after we hear a pretty sad, gross fact.
Man, I should have said.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That's well, Jason, where'd you hear that?
Great one of those trivia, one of those trivia sort of questions, did you know, things playing one night at home.
That's one of those things where you just you stop for a second and you think, man, humans are just really messed up and we are playing with you know, brains and animals and genes and
it's full on.
For our own benefit. Like making bulls angry so we can have a better sport. It's crazy.
We still need a biologist or a veterinarist or whatever you called them.
Veterinarian.
1-333-353. We need a vet. We need a biologist. We need someone like that. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Give us a call. Led Zeppelin. Ramble on. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We'll get to what's your go-to strategy for getting a one-night stand pretty soon.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
You just play their podcast to potential partners and they go, yeah, that's hot, man.
You know what? On Sunday night, I was trying to tell a guy that I was like, oh, I do radio because he was from Brisbane. I'm like, I do radio. I get so annoyed when people aren't impressed by that.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, well, like...
Well, you want him to go, whoa, that's awesome.
No, well, it's kind of interesting. You know when somebody gives you blank for that, though? It's like, oh, come on.
Well, he just blanked you.
Like, just went, oh, yeah.
Whenever you say, whatever your job is, if you say what your job is and someone goes, oh, yeah, that's just rude.
I know.
It's not radio specific.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, that dog's having a bit of fun.
Are animals incestuous? That's what we're trying to find out tonight. That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
I mean, Tom, we've covered off incest with dogs and you know, siblings and all that, and it does cause defects. We've heard first-hand stories. We're going to hear from a biologist, but in my mind, I just went to the next space. The next question from this.
Can you just type it in the little chat box?
No, it's not. It's just an extension. It's animals in the wild of different species. Going at it.
You know, well, we should ask Sean on 133353, who's a biologist. Good evening, Sean.
Your cat dogs, you know?
There you go.
Good, mate. First of all, is there something in Ollie, what Ollie's saying there? Are animals
cross species sex?
Yeah.
It's very limited. Oh. It does occasionally happen.
Really?
But on that note, because the competition is much better for those for the same species, it basically just goes, now, we're the big boys here. We're going to continue our normal species and you can keep your weirdos off in the corner.
Okay, so if an animal was to do that, they'd kind of be ostracized from the group.
Not the animal specifically, but in terms of
the species,
whose little wrigglers go and get there right at the end.
Okay, cool.
What, sperm?
No.
Yeah, your little white mate.
Yeah, so they'll go and they won't want to find, you know, the different species.
Yeah, so some species will deliberately have their reproductive systems to isolate anything that isn't what they want.
Right. Whoa! So like a cat's vagina won't accept a dog's penis?
Yeah, in a nutshell, why not?
Wow.
Or the semen, more to the point, probably.
Or the semen, right!
So
this
Sean,
is so interesting!
So we heard a story before about beagles, and a guy had a sister and brother beagle that had sex, and they had kids, and the litter was half, you know, messed up. Eyes were like ice, mouths were closed. Is that common?
It's more common than you think, actually, and that's unfortunately one of the side effects of fancy breeds in dogs.
Oh. Right.
So what happens usually is when you have these selective breeds, then these traits, the nice ones that we breed for, will quite often end up paired off with something that's not so nice. That's why you have so many breathing problems with pugs and other animals with squished faces. Short legs quite often are brittle or their knees don't work properly.
God, I hate a pug.
And it's just a sad thing about it, really. Yeah, you know, you're looking for some, you got some poor schmuck stuck in some lady's purse. It's like he's already genetically bad. Why do you have to suffer in this so much?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, defected dogs, is the truth just that they get put down?
Unfortunately, yeah. Or stuck in a dam, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
You want to be doing it the right way. So, you know, go to your vet, I would say, is the best way to do it. So, Sean, incest in animals, yay or nay?
Yes, it happens. Would I recommend you trying it with your own pets? No.
Definitely not. But actually, one last question, Sean. In the wild, is it less common?
It's much less common. Yeah. Quite often rare.
Because they have been bred to know how the world works and they just don't do it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you'd have some sort of animal that's similar to your species but different into your pack, then they'd get ripped to shreds, if not chased away.
Yeah, but a wild, you know, wild lion cub knows its dad or mum and won't try and have sex with it.
Well, in that same breath, male lions are actually, in terms of leaders of the pack, quite often they will breed with their own daughters.
Oh, God.
And that's more for the point that depending on your close relationships, the males are from a different pack originally, which means that any bad genetics that move across are much less common in their own pack.
Right. It's getting complicated there, Sean, but
it gets
stuff.
A bit fancy, but we'll leave it at that.
Brilliant stuff, Sean. Thank you so much. It's massive stuff here, Ollie. I can't believe we just got to the bottom of animals and insects.
Turns out our boss was right. I thought he was a sicko, thinking that dogs are having sex with their mums, but it happens.
But in the wild, it doesn't happen for a reason.
How good's the universe?
Oh.
How good's Charles Darwin?
How good's Naughty After Nine? How good's Tom and Ollie? How good's Triple M? Sorry.
So good.
Sorry, mate.
Come on, mate.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
And you're on Triple M. How about this one? 133353. What's your go-to strategy for getting a one-night stand? For me, it's just Grindr.
Is it, Tom?
Yeah.
Straight to the grind. The daily grind, as you call it.
The daily grind.
The daily grinder.
Yeah, Grindr. Obviously, in the gay world, it's a pretty surefire way to pick up.
What about Scruff?
Unless it's a Sunday and...
It's a slow Sunday and
it's a slow one.
End up having a six-hour crank.
Oh, God.
But that was a bad day for you. But normally, you would be able to get a hook up pretty quick on the apps, wouldn't you?
Scruff, which is another gay dating app. That's more dating, Ollie. You can use of hookups if you want, but there's just more like
real a bit like
people.
Your Tinder versus your Plenty of Fish in the Sea for the straights.
It's just Plenty of Fish, mate. You lame-o.
What a loser. I've had a girlfriend for 6 years.
Oh, this guy's in a relationship. Obvs.
Oh, I'm going to get Plenty of Fish in the Sea. I'm back on it.
133353. What do you do? Do you go to a certain bar? Do you dress a certain way? Do you have an app that you use? What's your go-to strategy?
You put on some flared pants.
Getting a one-night stand. Give us a call. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Holy Mountain. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Don't bag Noel, man. I love Oasis. Noel.
I didn't bag Noel.
Yeah, you're mocking Tom there. I could hear you mocking Tom.
No, I was. It was because I just said it so badly. Noel, get me in the home.
That's just how you back announce always, isn't
don't
it?
Don't say stupid back voice. Announce. It's a radio word.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Whoop, whoop. This is what we want to find out. 133353. What's your go-to strategy for getting a one-night stand? Ollie?
I guess...
Over to you.
Yeah. Well, I go home to my partner, a long-term partner, who loves me and cares for me deeply, and I usually give her some affection, and often we have sex, whereas you go home to a cold bed. Is that you going home when you're drunk and you have to vomit and no one holds your hair back?
That's just how disgustingly boring your relationship
Look at you, you're bored by yourself. You're boring yourself now. That's where you've got to. I want to hear from guys and girls who are, you know, young, 20s, 30s. What do you do when you head out in the town?
How are you getting these one-night stands? How are you getting sex?
But I will chat to Joe, who's in his mid-40s and no doubt doing well for himself. How are you, Joe?
Joey. I'm all good. Yourselves?
Excellent, mate. Now, it's not you. It's your mate's strategy for a one-night stand.
Oh, yeah, your mate's strategy. Oh, yeah.
Likely story, Joe.
Yeah, one of the guys I work with, he puts on a wedding ring.
He what?
And says that he's married and he picks up every little tucky in the place.
So he's not married, but he gets a wedding ring and puts it on.
He wears a wedding ring and says that he's married.
And it works every time?
He's told me that he's picked up every time he's tried it.
So I'm guessing the conversation kind of goes, you know, I shouldn't do this. I'm actually married. But then he does a bit
pretty
of
flirting. Pretty much.
Yeah. And they probably think that they're special because he's, you know, breaking the rule for them.
Yep. Or that they just want a one-night stand themselves and a married guy won't dob.
True. True. Yeah, he won't be shouting from the hilltops about what he's done. Yeah, Joe, have you seen him do this?
I haven't. I'm a family man, so I'm always home.
Yeah, good
point. And you find what he's doing disgusting, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
lads.
Oh, God, don't say lads.
Wait, it's the brotherhood, isn't it? Tom, you get it? It's the brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Bros before hives, man.
Oh, my God.
Can I say that?
No.
It's obviously a stupid saying, but a lot of guys live by it, I think, so can't mock it too heavily.
Oh God, why are we on Triple M?
I don't know.
We're so not.
There was no one else. There was no one else to fill the space. Ugly Phil.
He's good though.
He's on later.
He's on later.
He's on all the time.
He's on a lot of
the
time.
He just jumps around, Ugly Phil, doesn't he? Bell, when's Ugly Phil on? Let's pump his show up.
Yeah, Bell, when's Ugly Phil on?
You have the sheet there.
Yes.
No, you don't. You're lying, aren't you?
It's Tom. You've got the sheet.
There you go.
Ugly Phil is on.
He's not in Adelaide and Brisbane. Sorry,
he's not only in Adelaide and Brisbane.
Sorry for you guys. His name's Phil. He's ugly. He does a lot of music chat.
133353. Now that we've shown how much we know about the station, we want to know what's your go-to strategy for getting a one-night stand.
Did you even say when he was on?
Yeah, he's on in the workday.
Yeah, great.
Just before early drive in Sydney and Melbourne, just before Radio Tracer and the Rush Hour, which will be returning soon.
All right, pick up tricks and one-night stand tricks. 133353, what do you got?
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Need you tonight. In excess, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have to chuff off soon. But before that...
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Absolutely, bro. Shaka all the way. We are going to get out of here and chuff off. But, Tom, we're getting naughty after 9, and we have asked for your strategies, your surefire, your go-to ways to get a one-night stand.
To pick up. To get amongst it.
To make love happen. I mean, I'm out of the game, Tom. I mean, I haven't been on the app Plenty of Fish in the Sea for a long time, or start a fire with Tinder.
Plenty of sea.
Plenty of fish in the sea, I said.
Oh.
Just a callback. But,
wow.
This
is insane.
You're single. You're desperate. What do you do?
I get on the apps. I told you. I get on Grindr.
I thought you said you went to laneways sometimes. Like you just hang out in laneways and wait for people to rock up.
No, it's public toilets. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
G'day, boys. Good. Thanks. How you guys going?
Pretty
having
good.
Having fun.
That's good. Sounds good. Love the show, fellas. My technique is it's a bit of a like a reverse, like a thinking in reverse sort of technique. Reverse mentality sort of thing.
What's
I don't know the actual technique. Yeah, that's it. Sorry, the reverse psychology. What I do is I get to know a girl over like a short amount of time, and I try not to really make a pass on her. Just like get to know her, but be a mate, like just any normal sort of relationship gets started, and then they sort of usually it comes to like well. They get a bit confused and they think, well, why? They usually ask me, why haven't you made a pass on me yet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just sort of didn't want to come across sleazy and rah, rah, rah. And then usually before I know it, they're sort of putting it on me and sort of seems to work for me. So,
Chris, it sounds familiar. It sounds like me in my younger years. The issue with this one is it's very much you're putting in your go-to strategy over like months.
Yeah, well, it's it takes a little bit of time. My strategy, it does, like over a couple of months. But it usually tends to work for me. And if all else fails, I just hook up the old Tinder app or something like that, and
It's easily friend zonable. No worries. That one. It's easily friend zonable. Have you ever been friend zoned by this thing? By this strategy?
I'm sorry?
Have you been friend zoned by the strategy?
By the strategy I use, what do you mean by friend zoning?
Is when you get caught in a space. Look, I'm like Chris Tom. Happened to me, but you know, some girls might be like, "Oh, we're just friends, buddy. Don't get too serious."
Yeah, that's happened once or twice, but I'm cool with that. So I'm just like, no worries. Like, even a friend is cool, but it seems to work. So just putting it out there for all the fellas who need a bit of advice. You know, I'm no Dr. Phil, but it seems to work for me.
Yeah, good one, Chris. It's basically just play it cool, be a nice guy, be likable, and then if they like you back, then you're in. So it's kind of like just living normally.
And Chris, it's ugly, Phil, just so you know. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Dom Rolly, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What's going on?
Good. Sorry?
What's going on, Mark?
What's going on?
Just having a chat.
One night strategy.
Yeah.
Had a mate of mine who used to go to clubs and stand outside the girls' toilets.
The girls' toilets.
Step up to them and go, okay, are you here to get married or are you here to have one night stand? They go, one night stand? Okay, let's go.
As if that works.
Yeah, that worked. He would hook up with at least four girls a night and had a van parked outside the nightclub.
Oh, wow.
They walk out and come back in and then just do it all night long.
There's so many red flags in that story. He's got a van parked outside. He's waiting outside the girls' toilets. And then he's pulling out a line like, are you here to get married or have a one-night stand?
Yeah. Like, what are you here for?
He must have been attractive, Mark.
He was a very good-looking man, yeah.
I reckon that helps.
You know what's quite...
If you're ugly Phil, you know, and you're outside the bathroom.
You know what's quite fitting for this?
What a man, what a mighty good man. Triple M, bro.
Guys, that's it for us tonight. We'll catch you again tomorrow night from 7 o'clock. Is it the last night of the week tomorrow night?
End of the week for us.
End of the week.
And for most people, Thursday night's end of the week.
Friday's easy, guys. Get amongst it. Hey, hit us up on social media if you like it, Tom and Ollie, and share the show with your mates.
Tom, you're pretty pumped. Tomorrow the HomePod comes out.
No, Friday, Ollie. Friday the HomePod's coming out. Pretty excited.
Apple HomePod. A lot of chat about that on Thursday's show, I imagine.
It's going to be massive.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.